That was exciting because they were the kids that had won in 64 for me. And I remember one of my friends, Jack Fraley from MIT, who was a later chairman of the Olympic Committee and the U.S. United States Rowing Association, telling me, he says, you know, I was talking to Norm how lucky he is to have this group coming in as sophomores next year. And he said, yeah, well, what's wrong with Norm? He said, there's no kids in there that can row in the varsity. You know, and I found myself, you know, as a varsity coach in later years, looking at the freshman team and saying, well, I don't know if they'll be much help or not. But I soon learned that that was a very parochial, her small viewpoint to use. And as it was, Norm's team did win in 66, and they should have won in 67. They almost did. And for me, to watch it happen was exciting because they were, quote, my kids that had moved up in rank and they were doing what they were supposed to do. So it was, I never felt any jealousy or anything. I was just thrilled because it was giving our program limelight and luster and acknowledgement and recognition that would make it easier for me to recruit kids out on the campus. I could say, hey, you know, we won a national championship with our varsity last year, and as a freshman, you can work your way up into that too. So for me, it was a tremendous asset to see our teams winning.